Klal Pei Ches, or up to Yud Gimel, which is a... let's learn the halacha, and there's something I have sort of an opinion on this halacha, which I'm not certain is true, but it makes a very big nafkamina. So let's first learn Yud Gimel, and then I'll tell you what's on my mind about it. Asala adam lay meshehu akum. A person is not allowed to say that he's an akum, kidei shelo yahaguhu, so that they shouldn't kill him. What this appears to say is that if somebody hijack a plane, and they ask you if you're a Jew, so it would be prohibited for someone to deny that he's Jewish to save his own life. Aval muta lilbaish begen nachri. Let's say somebody wants to hide his yarmulke, take off his tzitzis, and dress like a guy, putting on, let's say, a Yankee cap or some other thing that Jews would never do. So, Red Sox cap, maybe. So to put on big day nachri, afilu shel klayim, even though I put on shatnis, k'dei shel yikru, shu Yehudi. So I guess he could put on a Santa Claus outfit or whatever he wants. Kivin she'ene ayme shu'akum. As long as he doesn't verbally say that he's a guy. Umuta loy meloshen de mishtame betrayapi. And you're allowed to say a language, a word that is understood two ways. Sha'akum yavun sha'ayme shu'akum. The guy will think he's saying he's a guy. V'umechamen ledavar acher. And he's thinking about something else. So he says, a German says, are you Jewish? You say, Cain. So he thinks you're talking German. Which means no. And you mean Hebrew, Cain. You mean yes. That's an example that's brought. So you're allowed to say that. I am yachal ha-taisam b'davar acher, or to fool them some other way, shizbru shu'akum, v'davka mishum sakonas nefashis. And that's mutter in the case of sakon. Mishum mamin, gamze osu. B'chein ha-chei durachim, traveling and looking like a Jew is dangerous. A person can dress as a non-Jew. So the halacha is very straightforward, that you're allowed to fool them into thinking you're a guy, but you're not allowed to say that you're a guy. What's this got to do with Avodah Zarah? So my understanding of this, and it's a little difficult for me to prove it, is really along the lines of what Herbie is saying, that we're talking about some type of religious oppression, where the fact that somebody believes in Judaism is the reason for the oppression. So when a person says, I'm a Jew, the meaning is that he's someone who believes in the God of the Jews. But where it's a racial oppression, where they only want to know if you're born from a Jewish mother, it would seem that that's mutter. In contemporary terms, they say, are you a Jew? They mean, are you born from a Jewish mother? It would seem that that should be permitted. It's only if it's a religious issue that it should be us. So that's what it would seem to me in the case of the Germans, where the Nazis were not concerned with the religious beliefs of a person, but with his pedigree. So there, yeah. So that's what it would seem, even though... What? There's no difference. You see, b'shas hashmad, you're not doing aveira that the guys are on. The question is it an aveira? If somebody says, I'm born from a non-Jewish mother, but I believe in the God of the Jews. Is there an aveira in saying that, besides lying? A person not say doesn't believe in God, but a person says he believes in God, he believes in Torah and Sinai, he believes in Moshe Rabbeinu, he's just born from a non-Jewish mother. Is there any isser in saying that? It would seem to me that there's no isser. The isser has to do, like Herbie was saying, has to be related to Avodah Zarah. Yeah?
It must be
Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah has to do with, you're not doing any Avodah Zarah, but you're claiming to be an apikairis. So claim to be apikairis, that's isser.
I mean, you say that you're akum, you're an ovid Avodah Zarah, or you're not a Jew?
So that's the old question. In the old Shas, the word was Jew and Goy, and they changed it to Akum so that they had a teretz that only referring to Avdei Vaidazar, because in a sense it was changed to Avdei Kachavim Mazalais. But I don't know what Chachmas Adam meant here. Chachmas Adam is quite the Shulchan Aruch. And so it's a difficult thing. When I learned Kufnan Zayim, when I learned these halachas, I looked around. There are some contemporary svarim that talk about during the time of the Germans. The Germans, when that was not religious oppression. I know Rav Menashe Klein has a tshuva about that. He holds that you're not allowed to say you're not a Jew during the Nazi era. But he says you're not allowed to. Say Lashon Mishtam Letreapi, but not otherwise. It would seem to me that then it was mutter. It was not a religious thing. But the Muslims, I don't know. You know, the Muslims may care. I don't know what they care about. But
nowadays, it's when you're hijacked, you know, Putin was hijacked, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they cared about people's religious belief. Yeah, but you see, in the 60s, yeah, there wasn't religious. It was not religious. Today, you know, they became very frum, and they...
ISIS is different than those...
I think so.
But it says,
so what does Akko mean?
No, it doesn't say you're not allowed to say you're not Jewish.
No, see, it depends what Akko means. No, if Akko means guy, agnostic, yeah, well, agnostic, they may also be, in their eyes, they won't kill Jews? They really won't kill anybody who's not, doesn't believe in Islam.
All the...
It was always religious oppression until modern times. It's you know, we can argue about it logically. It would be to find the source. You know, it's the type of thing which ought to make a phone call at the time and inquire. He says, "Are you Jewish?" They say, "Give me a minute. Let me call my rabbi and ask him what to say." Right.
If I say I'm not Jewish, it's not like I'm accepting an avodah zarah. It's not like I'm doing anything. Why can't I say I'm not
Jewish? My argument is saying you're not Jewish. That's what I'm saying, what you're saying. To say that you believe in Christianity or Islam or any of those things, that's also. But
denial Emunas Yisrael.
Denying Emunas Yisrael, that's what it says. Okay. So everyone seems to understand what I'm saying. I'm not sure it's correct. Okay. Yudalit. Mishin is chayim misa. Somebody who is chayim misa, they're after him. The government's after him. So he wants to hide. Mutal of Rayach, he's allowed to escape. Lebeis Akum, to the house of a non-Jew. Sheyesham chayik, shall cover up by the Zara. Right. Sheyesham chayik, they have a rule. Shall cover up by the Zara, ain't a maestrum lahamis. They don't, sanctuary. Kivish Yehudi, ain't a maestrum shum davar. The Jew is not doing any type of idolatry. Ve'ina maid the klal, and he's not even verbally, saying he believes in what they believe in. Gablo shaya shiv shachachareah. Shari ain oimim shabayis matzil. A yim shachachareah is where the guy gives him some, fruit from his asherah tree and says, the asherah tree heals. So that's awesome, because yim shachachareah, a person will come to believe in the tree. But here, no one thinks that the church is matzil, it's just, he's tried to hide, and they're not looking for Jews in the church. So that's what. Tezvav, Akum Sha'omru li Yisrael. A Goyim who told a Jew, Tinu lanu echad mikem v'nehargenu. Give us one, and we'll kill him, and we'll let the rest of you live. Layidnu lahem echad. It is forbidden to give any. Elam ken yichiduhu v'omru tinu lanu plaini. Unless they said, give us this one. And here, this comes from Navi. From Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri rebelled against David HaMelech. And when Yoav was after him, he ran into a city and a walled city, and they closed the wall of the city. And Yoav came and he said, I'm going to destroy the city unless you surrender Sheva ben Bichri. So they did. They did, and Chazal say Sarah Pas Asher, who was still around at that time, and was the what? And they delivered the head to Yaayov. He said, Yaayov said, "Please surrender, give him over," and they gave over his head. The which which was detached from the body and obviously no longer a threat. So we learn from there that even though you're not allowed to pick someone and give him over, you are allowed to give over an individual. Now, the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, have the following disagreement. I'm not sure if I have the name straight. I believe Rabbi Yechonan says, what's your raya for Sheva Bebechwi? He was Chayim Misa. He was a Mayor B'malchus. It's Chayim Misa. So if the person is Chayim Misa, you could surrender him. But if they just arbitrarily choose somebody and they say, give him up, then that's awesome. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish says, if the Miyachid won, if they can kill everybody, and that one is also in danger to be killed anyway. In that case, you're allowed to give it over. Rish Lakish is Maida. If the one could save himself, then you're not allowed to give him over. But if he's also included in the danger, the immediate danger, then you're allowed to. So this is what he says. V'yeshayimrim, afilu b'chiyai gavna, even when they identify the individual, ein l'maisrei elem kechayim misa pidasei ha-melech. You're not allowed to give him over unless he's chayim misa according to the law. Avagav deyne chayim al-pidin taira, even if he's not chayim al-pidin taira, v'oisik b'ziyufim, is someone who counterfeits maisrei naisai. You're allowed to give him up to the government. To have a kamei reide, if he endangers all the Jews, counterfeiting was a serious crime, punishable by death. Even in such a case, you're allowed to give him up. We're not eager to do it. You have to look for any possible eitzah before surrendering him. And any place you're not allowed to give him up, giving somebody up is the same for whatever. The women who the guy said to Nulan Achaz Mikem in the Tamei Yisai, Mutiv Shiatamu Kulam, Vayimsu Nefeshachem Yisrael. That they're not allowed to give over somebody even to save the rest of them.
Can you bring a raya from Lavan to the opposite?
Lavan?
Who was it that, you know, we welcomed the Archim?
Light was wrong on that count. The Cantonist times, this was a very troubling period from 1827 to 1856. The Tsar had a law that the Jewish community had to give up 1% annually, 1% of the children aged from, officially from 18 to 25, they did from 12 to 25. Which really means that over the 10 years or so, 10% of the children would have to be given to the Tsar's army. And it was an awful time because they came to the community. They told the community, deliver to us children. And the Paiskim said, you're not allowed to deliver anybody. So what are parents supposed to do? They told parents, you try to help your own child. You're allowed to try to save yourself. But we can't give up anyone. And parents were besides themselves. They were... And the rabbis couldn't do anything. The rabbi said, you're not allowed to do anything. If the rabbi would have had some sort of an aid, so it would have been good. They said, you can't do anything. It's true. There's some cipher about it. It's true from the Nabi Yehuda. And Nabi Yehuda wasn't alive. It's true from his son. It was terrible. And that was the greatest contributor to the decline of religious life in Russia. It was not the communists. By the time the communists came, it was already downhill. The greatest cause of the end of religious life in Russia was the Cantonist decrees from the mid-1800s. And the fact of the matter is that there were choppers. There were people who were cowboys for hire. They chopped kids. Who did they chop? The poor, children of the poor, and the orphans, the homeless. And it was awful. It was awful. And there was nothing, Al-Pi Allah, there's nothing you can do. Can't give up anybody. So this was the at that time the some Sefer Nei Yehuda had the following disagreement. This is printed in the Truvis. The question is, if they identify someone. We just learned, if they say, give up this child, you're allowed to give up the child. Is that child, or the parents of that child, allowed to try to rescue him? In other words, could they make a hiding place in the woods for the child? Now, the rule is that you're allowed to try to save yourself. But here, once the child was identified, if he runs away, they're going to take another child instead. So, the Samsefer and the Neid Behuda disagreed. The Samsefer said a person could always be matzalas atzmai. And we find by, Eim Avrichin es Hashvuyim. Chazal made a gzer, they said, or Eim Poydin es Hashvuyim, Yesim Ikdei Demeyim. Chazal made a takana, you're not allowed to redeem captives for excessive, exorbitant amounts of money, because that'll only encourage them to keep on kidnapping Jews. But a person is allowed to save himself, even for an exorbitant amount of money. So some sofers said that it was mutter. Nabi Yehuda disagreed. Again, it's the son of the Nabi Yehuda, printed in Chubas Nabi Yehuda. He said that once they identify someone, you're not allowed to save yourself. You save yourself. You're putting someone else in danger, and that's usur. And very difficult. Very, very difficult in the sign. It was based on this. Nabi Yehuda was based on this. That once you identify someone, you can't, you're allowed to give him up. A tezvav. The Tezayin, rather. Yisrael bal aveiris lahanoas atzmai. A Yisrael who does aveiris for taiva. Kogen oichel nevelis the teyavai. Mitzvah lahatziloi vasalamid al domai. A person who does aveiris because he has a taiva his blood is not mutter. You're not allowed to do anything. You have to save him, and people do aveiris. Of Yisrael, shemimara lavet avaydazara, dine kamuma lahachis. But somebody who converts, b'chein oisa aveiris lahachis, and someone does aveiris to anger God, afilu ochal nevela, lova shatnis lahachis, hara yizem min, he has a din of a apikairis, v'apikarsim, v'em shakayfer b'tar b'divum Yisrael, chein amavazel tamidei chachamim, ayah mavazel chaveirem imdei tamu chacham, hoyu noyigim b'mei kadmainim. Those words are there for the censors. They were naik once upon a time in Israel. Lesser hatzalosam. You're not allowed to save their lives. Vosalatzilam imdatulamus. If they fell into a pit and they're going to die there, you're not allowed to pull them out of the pit. We don't kill them. But with not matzil, apikorsim converts. Somebody does averis with taiva, we still save his life. He's Jew. But somebody who does averis, it's a matter of conviction, that type of person we don't save. So this is the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. In Shulchan Aruch, it's followed by the laws of Ribbis, but since he has a separate book on the Hilchos Ribbis, the Chachmas Adam, which goes in the order of Yerodeya, goes from here to Pa'akal Peites, which is Dine Chukas Ha'akum. And it's Hashem next week, I would say it's a regular week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, but it's many weeks since it was a regular week. But Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, God willing, we'll learn the halachas of Chukas Ha'akum.